Chapter 1. There is more to you than meets the eye. Being a fun, fearless female is not about beauty, being tall, skinny, a model, rich, or perfect. Whew, what a relief. It's not about having all the advantages, being lucky, or being at the right place at the right time. Instead, it's about being the woman God created you to be. It's about confidence in both who you are and in whose you are. It's learning to make smart choices for you and what you want in life. I grew up in a military household in the Deep South and was raised a Baptist. Now, there's a lot of good things about that, but there are also some drawbacks. I can still hear my mother's words, "Pretty is as pretty does," or my parents, "Speak only when you're spoken to. Don't show off. Keep quiet." Sound familiar? In church, the talk was always about giving glory to God, which is a great thing, and not bringing attention to yourself. There were more do nots than do's. Rules, rules, rules. It was years before I realized that I had a voice, much less a choice in my life, because in this framework, it's a little difficult to shine, to share my gifts, or to become confident. For years, I held back, more in the shadows. For those of you who know me now, that may be hard to imagine. I played the game, tried to please others, and tried to be what I thought they wanted me to be. Have you ever felt that way? Most of us have. Truthfully, I'm still working on it. Like you, my journey has been full of ups and downs, bumps in the roads, and there have been many lessons. God has been teaching me and showing me His ways. I don't have all the answers, but I have found some keys that work for me, and maybe they can help you. Let's talk about you. What you believe and what you choose now is your path and your future. You are an amazing, powerful, unique female. Let's embrace our womanhood, being fully female, and become who we are meant to be and offer what we are born to offer. As women, what we bring to the table, so to speak, and the role that is ours to play in the world is crucial. The role we have in the kingdom of God, in the lives of men, women, and children, is of immeasurable worth and power. We are called, worthy, powerful, and needed. St. Augustine says, "Since love grows within you, so beauty grows, for love is the beauty of the soul." To become who you are meant to be, to live out your best you, starts with believing and loving yourself. The Bible says, "Love your neighbor as yourself." To love others means loving yourself. It may even mean liking yourself. What does the Bible say about you? Psalms 91:14. He knows our name. Luke 12:7. He knows how many hairs are on our heads. Psalms 139:13. He knew us before we were conceived in the womb. Psalms 139:2-4. He knows when we sit down or when we get up. He knows our thoughts and our words before we speak them. Here are two of my favorites. They show that we are not random, not an accident, or here just to exist. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Woo-hoo! Isn't that great? The God of the universe formed you, has plans for you, and has set you apart. You! So the question is, do you believe that you are special? All of us can make a list of that not-so-good stuff. Instead, let's make a list of the good. What are a few of your good qualities, both character and physical traits? For example, pretty eyes, kind, loving, great legs. You need to take a sheet of paper. As a matter of fact, I would suggest a spiral or something, because we're going to be doing this all through the book, where we are going to answer some questions and write down some thoughts as we go along. So put me on pause for right now. Go find that piece of paper or that notebook and your pen or your pencil, and then come right back. Welcome back. Did you get your paper and your pen? Be sure to write those down, those physical and character traits that are really good about you. Come on, you have to write something down. God wants you to love and enjoy everything about yourself right now. Accept yourself. God does, and He not only accepts us, He embraces us. Don't keep waiting until you're perfect. That is just not going to happen. Acknowledging who we are includes accepting and being thankful. We can see the truth about ourselves. Our personality and our story are our own. Our taste is our own, and we have a style of relating. We have traps that we easily fall into, and we know our triggers. We also have a favorite way to spend a free afternoon. We are already ourselves, unique. So to repeat from above, Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." Love ourselves. How can we love our neighbor if we do not love ourselves? How can we be joyful women if we're unable to see the humor in our own folly? Berating ourselves for our flaws and weaknesses only serves to undermine our strength to become. The more we do, the worse we feel. Look at all we can do. How many names can you call yourself? Mother, daughter, friend, coworker, lady, girl, gal, woman. These are just a few of the words we use to describe ourselves. As a female, a woman, we wear so many hats. We're the taxi driver, soccer coach, breadwinner, deacon, elder, committee member, committee chairman, friend, PTA president, and the list goes on and on. We can handle a lot. Multitask is our middle name, or maybe it's our first. It seems that the more we do, the crazier our life gets, that instead of feeling good about ourselves and giving ourselves credit for what we do, we begin to doubt ourselves and we ask, are we enough? We feel so pulled down, tied down, and stressed, right? Have you ever felt this way? Pulled in so many directions? Instead, we should feel terrific and pat ourselves on the back. However, what I've seen across the country is the more we do, the worse we feel. We do the comparison game and always seem to wind up coming up short. At least that's what we think. We beat up on ourselves, treat ourselves badly, and feel unimportant. We allow ourselves to feel unworthy and not enough. It is time to stop. Stop the negative self-talk and that defeatist thinking. You are enough. That's great news. You are enough. Say that out loud to yourself. You are beautiful inside and out. You are a child of God, a daughter of the King. What an inheritance. When we wholeheartedly accept this, it impacts our life. And as women, it goes even deeper. We are a princess in His court. Isn't that exciting? Galatians 3:26 says, "So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith." We were created female, and that is powerful. We were created separately, and we have a different purpose, different passions, and new paths to travel, and that means something. As a matter of fact, it means everything. It can change how you feel about yourself, how you feel about others, and how you live your daily life. It is profound. Ignore the lies. Often the world, parents, friends, teachers, may have told you lies. It's important to realize what they are and catch them before they get to your heart. Here are a few of the lies that you may have been told. You don't have what it takes. You are not enough. You're not smart enough. You don't measure up. You're ugly, stupid, worthless. Oh, that hurts my heart. I'd like you to do an exercise with me. Again, go back to your piece of paper. But this time, I need you to get something a little smaller, maybe a half sheet. This is going to be written separately from your other notes. Okay, take this piece of paper, and I want you to write the lies that others have told you, or maybe that you just felt by their attitude toward you. Go ahead, take just a few minutes and write it down right now. Okay, now I want you to say that lie out loud, but this time you're going to say it like this. I am not stupid. I am not worthless. I am not a mistake. I'm a child of God. God knew me before I was born. So for everything that's a lie, turn it around and say what's positive. These lies are the enemy of our influence and can hold us back. There are a myriad of voices that tell us what to do and what not to do. They only offer choices of fear, comparison, jealousy, insecurity, pride, and control. Now take that piece of paper. Are you holding it in your hand? Now I want you to destroy it. Burn it, shred it, tear it into little tiny pieces, go throw it down the toilet. Gone are the lies. This is not who you are or who God created you to be. Did you do it? Did you totally get rid of it? I mean it really. It's important. Do it right now. You will remember this. You will remember throwing that down the toilet. Often we build our dreams, lives, and careers on false assumptions about ourselves. For instance, if I work harder and longer, I'll stand out. The harder I work, the happier I'll be. I have to work to be good enough. That may work for a while, but is that the life answer? Sometimes we believe no one cares. We believe that we have to control everything. I love in the Message Bible, Galatians 6, 4 through 5 says, "Make a careful exploration of who you are and the work you have been given, and then sink yourself into it. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't compare yourself to others. Each of you must take responsibility for doing the creative best you can with your own life." It's about unleashing and living your life from a place of deep purpose and confidence. It's taking what you've been given and using it to do the remarkable. Influence is recognizing that you are making a mark on others, whether or not you're trying to. It's an understanding that what you do today matters. So give it everything you've got. Your wow factor will give you the courage to step confidently into your God-given sphere of influence and to step into your God-sized dreams. Mary Hollingsworth, in her book Hugs for Women, says, "My daughter, you are my workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. I've already prepared you in advance for everything I've planned especially for you to do. Love your God of purpose." Shine out loud. When we have been told growing up to be quiet, be ladylike, and not draw attention to ourselves, it can be hard to break that mold. It could be the reason that some women don't like the word femininity because that's how they see it. Shutting down, staying out of the way, having no voice. We were born to shine with our God-given gifts, for His glory, to make a difference in the lives of those around us. There's a difference in shining for ego and self and shining with the gifts God gave you in gratitude and humility. That humility doesn't mean to shut down and wither. It's a matter of the heart. When you are trusting and walking in God's grace and direction, there is great power, His power. There will be those who tell you or infer that you are all about ego. They may tell you those lies we talked about. They may say things like, "Who do you think you are? You think you're all that. Who made you so special?" To which I'd say, God, the creator of the universe. Think about it. If we hide our light and we don't let people see our talents, if we quash our dreams, what are we doing? We are denying ourselves, as well as a multitude of others, some wonderful experiences. Your abilities are a part of who you are, and when you acknowledge them, you affirm the love, esteem, and trust with which you view yourself. Another great benefit of letting your light shine is that you will grant others permission to do the same so they too can enjoy the exploration of their dreams and talents. Sometimes a relative will caution us that if we follow our path of talent, we won't be able to get a real job. It can also happen that our peers might be envious of our skills and become overly critical. Sometimes, women, even our friends can be mean and they can judge and be jealous. As hard as it is for me to understand, sometimes a friend can want you to stay stuck because they are. I've seen it many times. When someone wants to change and get a new job or go on a trip, their friend will try to talk them out of it because they can't go or they're afraid to make change in their own life. There will always be those who don't want you to shine. Shine anyway. Sometimes I hear women say, "I don't want to make other people feel bad because they can't do what I do," or, "I don't want to outshine someone else." What we need to remember is there is a huge difference between showing off and letting your light shine or letting your talent show. When you let the world know what you can do, you will become a more complete person. You will become who you truly are. It doesn't matter what your talent happens to be. You might be a first-rate cook, great writer, brilliant musician, or a math whiz. Whatever it is, you'll learn that you are not doing anyone any favors if you hide that talent. You can rest assured that if you do this, you will be making a difference in the world. In a speech, Nelson Mandela says, "Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that others won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others." That was written by Marianne Williamson and spoken by Nelson Mandela. Let's walk this journey together. Let's discover the fun, fearless female that you are. Be all that you are created to be.